Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Hey, cattle producers, if you're involved in a value-added program or interested in getting involved with one, you need to check out what's available through Superior Video Livestock Auction. Superior has implemented Superior Verified, which allows producers to source and age-verify their cattle through IMI Global. Learn more about Superior's involvement with value-added programs by going to their website, superiorlivestock.com. Remember, at Superior Livestock, we bring the value-added market to you.
Dating back to 1891, Stillwater Milling Company has been supplying ranchers with the highest quality feeds made from the highest quality ingredients. Their full line of A&M feeds can be delivered direct to your farm, found at their AgriCenter stores in Stillwater, Davis, Claremore, and Perry, or at more than 125 dealers in Oklahoma, Arkansas, Kansas, and Texas. We appreciate Stillwater Milling Company's longtime support of the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, and we encourage you to go to stillwatermill.com to learn more about their products and services.
Well, the cattle futures market today bounced back. October live cattle, which expire tomorrow, were up $1.65, $107.50. December's up $3.62, so nearly the full $4 limit move. But really strong here at 108.30. Over the last 3 days, they've rallied at $5.80. They did make it all the way back to the 50% retracement, which is 108.10, going back to the end of September highs and then the lows a few days ago. So big, significant rally there in the December live cattle. Really fortunate. The feeder cattle also up $1 to $1.67. The October's up $1.07 to $136.25. November's up $1.67. Here at 135.57, the October expired today, so now November becomes the front month that we are going to be trading in the feeder cattle. Lean hogs today were down slightly in December at 65.77. They've been slowly giving some of this market back over the last few weeks. Box beef at midday was up really good, up $1.50 on choice, up $1.99 on select, so both of those are really good. There's some 106 bid down in Texas, and that helped lift the markets just a touch.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
This is Rod Mozell with the Oklahoma Farm Bureau.
And Michael Kelsey with the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. We're asking you to join us and vote no on State Question 805.
805 lessens the punishment for habitual offenders like home burglars, cattle thieves, and even those using the internet to prey on our children.
Let's stand with sheriffs, district attorneys, victims of domestic abuse, and your fellow farmers and ranchers and vote no on Question 805.
Authorized and paid for by Oklahomans United Against 805, 4 Northeast 10th Street, Suite 445, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, 73. 405-633-1270.
Well, today's grain markets continue the downslide. We ended up today 3 to 4 cents lower in the December corn, back below $4, so all the way down to $3.97. So kind of disappointing there. Most people thought that $4 or had a hope that the $4 level would hold, but we're still way above the 50-day moving average, just down at $3.77. And of course, 50% retracements, quite a bit lower. So there's still some target levels on the downside. And then on the soybeans, they were down 3 to 4 cents as well. November down 4.5 at 10.52¾. January at 10.51, down 3.5. The 50% retracement on them is about 9.77. So you can see there's quite a bit of downside room there. But given the fact that it was over a $2 rally and hedge funds record long, I mean, given this much back really isn't that big of a move in the big scheme of things. The wheat markets here down a half in the Kansas City, down about 3 to 4 in the Chicago. Kansas City July was down a quarter at $5.60. And then December cotton today down 33 at $69.84. Stock market rallying back, getting back yesterday's losses. December Dow up 234 at 26,641. The S&P currently up about 51 points.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involve substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.